T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk about the University of Virginia. Gosh, I've got family members who have degrees from the University of Virginia going back 2 or 3 generations. It's probably one of, if not the preeminent place of higher education in the Commonwealth. So it's a little shocking when someone presumably works very hard to attend the University of Virginia, and one would assume that they're trying to be upstanding members of the community. They may have a very strong point of view, but then they use a kind of gutter language that anybody could use, whether you're at UVA or whether you're just, not an educated, thoughtful person. And there's a sign on one of the doors on the lawn, which is, you know, just quite an honor to live on the lawn at the University of Virginia, that says, and I got to clean this up for the radio, FUVA. And then it lists a whole bunch of, I guess, concerns that they have about the past, about ancient history. Bert Ellis is the CEO of Ellis Capital. He graduated from the University of Virginia, as I understand, in 1975. And you didn't take too kindly to seeing this picture of this sign, if I understand. What did you think, and what did you do?
Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, Bert.
September 5th, my son-in-law and daughter and their 2-year-old son were walking down the lawn, you know, showing their 2-year-old hopefully where he might go in future years.
Right.
And they saw this sign, on the door. And they took a picture of it and sent it to me, and they thought it was offensive and couldn't understand why someone would accept an honor to live on the lawn, would go to, 3 years already to the university, and then post something this offensive. I had plans to go up to Charlottesville a week later, and I made a point that, that I concurred with them, and I am a former lawn resident. I lived on 13 West Lawn my last year at the university. And when we were given this honor to live on the lawn, we were also told by the university that you are a university ambassador. Lots of people will walk down the lawn. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site now, one of only 7 universities in the world. And, you need to represent the university. And we were told, make your bed, keep the room clean, do other things, but, represent the university. Well, I didn't think this represented the university, and I didn't, I just didn't think the profanity was necessary, called for, and should be permitted. So I went up there, ostensibly, to remove the profanity, leave the political message. And, this is not a political issue for me at all. It's just the incivility and the profanity. I had a brief discussion, with the lady that was the lawn. She wasn't interested in discussing it, or debating it. And I have since sent some letters to people, including the president of the university, that why is this permitted? And it just does not seem that should be permitted on a public site. I'm a former owner of, still own one television station, Stone WRL. Words you cannot use on the public airwaves, that one being the most notable.
Right.
So I do not understand why it should be permitted on a public place like University of Virginia lawn.
It seems like a deterioration of the standard of conversation at a place like UVA. I mean, the rest of the screed that's posted on this door says UVA operating costs, KKK cops, genocide, slavery, disability, black, brown life. So I'm not sure, maybe you throw those things out so that you can have a conversation with people. And my experience, a great number of my colleagues.
F.
Yeah, at the beginning, though, FUVA I mean, it gets people's attention. And it was, I was reading about this preparing to talk to you last night. She said, well, it got your attention, and that was the point. There are a lot of ways to get people's attention without resorting to gutter language that wouldn't be acceptable in civilized society. So what have you heard from the administrators at University of Virginia? I would assume that the president of UVA, James Ryan, wouldn't use that language if he had a point to make with the students or with his faculty members.
I don't know whether he would or wouldn't use it. You know, that word is used a lot more prevalently in society than I think it should be. But, you know, there's I sent the picture to the president of the university and asked him, is this permissible? Will this be tolerated? And he said he was working on it. When I went a week later, what working on it meant from him was to post two UVA ambassadors, you know, employees on the lawn to make sure nobody took it down, including me, you know, when I came there. Now, there are now four of these FUVA signs on the lawn. Three other lawn residents have chosen to follow, you know, this lady. As I, you know, I didn't know who it was when I went and knocked on her door, but it is a lady. So there's four of them, and the university's answer to this is it's a First Amendment right. They can't do anything about it, which I think is a bunch of milquetoast pablum. I think there are ways that they can solve this. And, you know, I personally think if the university thought that this was a First Amendment issue, but they still wanted to stop it, I would take this thing all the way to the Supreme Court to determine whether that word can be used anywhere. Because you know you can't use it on your air, John. I know I can't use it on my air. I know you can't use it on a sign if you go to a basketball game in JPJ. Mm-hmm. You can't use it if you go see, you know, a football game. You can't use it in a lot of places. So why should it be allowed here?
It's more than just the vulgarity, too, I would think. I mean, I can't imagine that if someone on the lawn who was a crazy right-wing conservative said F Black Lives Matter or F a certain professor or, you know, F Jim Ryan, the president of UVA, that would be excused as free speech. I mean, it would seem to me a private institution, a public school, but a private institution would demand more of some of their students. What do you think the solution is here? Is it just to go ahead and accept the denigration of public discourse at UVA as the new standard, or is there a way to push back?
Well, I think there is a way to push back. You know, I agree with you. If the message was different, including the profanity, you know, the university would be all over it, taking it off. Mm-hmm. You know? Now, the message appeals to the liberal academic administration. But, you know, the only answer to this, I think, is for, as you prefaced this, the great middle of the country, which does not have a political party to represent it, I'm sorry to say, we need to quit being silent. At the University of Virginia, the only weapon we have to fight this is to close down our checkbooks and not send them any more money until we get some civility back. I mean, to your other point, you know, just last weekend, a bunch of angry New York residents painted F. Cuomo and de Blasio on a street exactly in the same form as de Blasio sanctions, you know, painting Black Lives Matter on the street in front of the Trump Tower. And within a day, the police had painted over the F. Cuomo and de Blasio sign. That didn't seem to ignore the same free speech defense that this one seems to do from the university.
Right.
So I'm encouraging
when I read your bio, agree with me to
raise heck about it.
Yeah. Well, certainly making phone calls and sending emails, sending letters, explaining without the vulgarity a reasoned response to this vulgarity, I think is a responsible thing to do. And as I read your bio and see all of the businesses that you have started over your career, I would suspect that UVA would at least pay attention if you said my checkbook is closed until you start to enforce some standards, not dictate what people think, not mandate certain positions of opinion, but a mandate that at UVA we have an expectation that students conduct themselves as if they are educated, responsible members of a community that cares about each other, which you, in my observation, used to be the standard. I would hope they would start to pay attention to you. Bert Ellis is the CEO of Ellis Capital, a UVA alum. And I appreciate you being bold enough, because a lot of CEOs would have said, oh my God, I can't risk upsetting people. I appreciate you being bold enough to point this out and actually push back. I think our society will be better for it if people pay attention to a renewed standard of discourse. And I thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you for the opportunity, John. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.